Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and this is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And today, I have like the vice president of the world in Indianapolis. This is Megan Ferris. Megan, tell everybody hello.
Hello, and I'm going for president soon, so vote for me.
Well, Lord knows you could probably win the whole country if you wanted to right now this year.
Oh, I love it. Amen.
Tell my listeners what you do that's related to real estate so they'll know a little bit of your background before you tell us your crazy story.
Yes. All right. So I am a real estate agent broker in the greater Indianapolis area here in awesome Indiana. I work with the Ferris Property Group. My husband and I and a cool guy named Terry Wagner run that ship. Here in the area, we also have a podcast, not nearly as fun as this one, but we are working on it.
Hey, we need serious people too. This one just couldn't be the serious one.
I love it. I am so excited about this. I was just saying earlier, I've listened to every single one and retold the stories. It's perfect. This is like the perfect idea for a podcast, and you are the best person to run the ship. I love it.
Well, you know, we need some brain candy every now and then. That's what this amounts to, I think. Even though it's kind of professional brain candy, but still, it's fun.
It's so, like a support group. I love it. We're all talking about this.
It is a support group.
You don't feel like you're alone going through this crazy stuff.
God, if only we had this during the dark years, and then we wouldn't have so much PTSD amongst the realtor community.
Right. Woo.
So anyway, I'm going to let you tell your story, but of course, you got to know the ground rules, no F-bombs, no GDs, because I'm allergic to the big words, little words, no big deal. And if there are guilty parties, don't name their names so that only they can name themselves. So with that being said, what has happened in your real estate life?
Love it. Okay, so as I was pondering all these great things that have happened in my real estate career, I decided to come up with the top five craziest things that have happened to me in real estate so far. So
take that, Letterman.
I know, right? Well, he is from Indiana, so I'm just channeling my inner Dave Letterman. So I don't have a drum roll, so I could do a pretend one. I don't know. No, that would just be sad. But
if I knew how to work this producing equipment, I could probably right. give you one. So we're going to call your guy Christian, who manages your podcast, and he can toss in a drum roll for us.
Deal. Insert drum roll here. So number five, one of the best stories. Number five, the drunk seller. So I went on a listing or a showing appointment. I was actually shadowing a more veteran agent because I was pretty new to the business out in the middle of nowhere in the middle of a cornfield in Indiana. You drive forever and think you're never going to end up anywhere. And then there's this house in the middle of a gravel, you know, end of a gravel road. We pull in, brand new buyer, sweetest little family. They have a toddler with them. And I'm not sure what your market's like, but in Indiana, sellers aren't usually there. You know, you just go in, you've got it. Maybe like 98% of the time there's no seller. So there's a seller there. We didn't know that was going to happen. She literally came stumbling out of the front door, smiling, sweetest thing. But she reeked of alcohol, led us through the house, hit on the veteran agent I was with, hands on and everything. At one point, she fell down a flight of stairs, like four stairs, sprawled out at the bottom, helped her out. You know, these poor new buyers are staring at us like, what is happening here? We're playing it cool. This is all fine. Kind of made it through there, but she followed us out to the car, you know, basically like, hey, are you guys going to put in an offer? Just, it was the best part of it, Lee Brown, was it was like 10 a.m. That was the best.
I was going to ask if this was like 7 o'clock at night so we could right. cut her some slack, but no.
No. Early morning. It was fabulous. We still have a relationship with the clients. All was good. We laugh about it now, but that was a classic one. So
did they buy that house?
They didn't. They did not buy that one. You know, it was bad for the marketing to have a drunk seller waiting at the door. So just bad. Didn't work out.
Yeah, so there you go, sellers. Again, we tell you not to be home for your own good.
Right? Oh, all right. Drum roll number four. Side table surprises. So, as I was thinking,
like the side table in the bedroom, I'm guessing is where you're going here.
No, do you know what I'm talking about? You never know what you're going to get beside a bed.
Right.
I just, and I'm not even going to go into specifics because I know I can't say certain words, but I'm just completely uncomfortable calling it all out. But you guys know what I'm talking about. There are things left out in these houses that should not be left out on your side tables when you're walking through with somebody.
And you're not talking about the Bible, because you know the Lord's word should be left on the side table, but that's about it. Patting the alarm clock.
Lee Brown, that's what should have been on the side table, but it wasn't. Totally. And you know, it all depends on the buyer you have with you, because most of the time you could have a great time with, but every once in a while it is just nothing but awkward. So
maybe you should be bringing some Bibles with you to leave behind instead of a business card. Like, y'all need this worse than I do. That'd be hilarious. Oh, I dare you.
I'm going to start doing it. I'm in. I'm all in. Oh, that's great. All right. You ready for number three? Drum roll. Oh, I like that. Animal attacks, right? So multiple times I have opened a laundry room door only to have a cat jump out at me, or, you know, random like gerbils that scare the tar out of you. I have been chased around a garage by a dog that we didn't know was in the garage when we opened the door.
Well, I think you got to go back a second, because we've all seen cats and dogs in listings, but gerbils? Was this gerbil loose in the house? Because gerbils belong in their cage.
They do. In a kid's bedroom. It was like in a sectioned off area, not in a covered cage. And I'm not even sure if it was a gerbil, but it was a small furry rodent that I don't know much about. Enough that it made me uncomfortable, for sure. There was a tarantula in a house, too, one time I walked in. Very first thing you saw, you open the front door, and, you know, it's like the entryway, and straight ahead was a big old aquarium. We couldn't find what it was for a second, and then out came this tarantula, and I thought, these people don't really want to sell their house. Cause
I don't know, but that's cheaper than $40 a month to ADT or CPI. If I was a burglar, I'd get the hell out of that house right quick.
Right? That's a great way to think about it. I never thought about it that way. Brilliant. You're good.
It's a financial investment, really.
Uh-huh. And you need like a steel cage for sure. So, all right. So number two, keys. I have a real situation with keys. This might just be me. I've always been a klutz, just a walking entertainment station. But I had this actually didn't happen too long ago. I mean, plenty of times I've gotten home and found a key in my pocket, or, you know, and had to drive it right back, or, you know, stuff like this, which should just, I need a system. What I need is somebody to walk around with me at all times to take care of me. But recently I was at this house, gorgeous, huge house, gorgeous area in Indianapolis called Meridian Kessler. And we're walking outside and I dropped the key on the porch, on the back deck. Not a big deal, except for they were wooden slats, and that darn key went right through the middle of the slat.
Of course it did.
And, you know, I'm all dressed up, and we're, like, down on the ground trying to see if I can shimmy under this deck, and no, nothing. Finally, I just had to call and grovel to the agent, who found it hysterical, thank God. But, you know, nothing like key issues while you're out.
That's the one time you want your buyers to have a little kid with them.
Right.
Exactly. Other than that, don't bring your kids on showings, yes. But this exception.
When I right need here to drop your kid down like a small, you know, laundry chute or underneath the deck, now is the time. Oh, that's great. That is incredible. All right. Are you ready for number one?
I'm dying for number one.
Okay. All right. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. So let me paint this picture. I took some new buyers out about a year ago. They were a referral from somebody I knew. And, you know, we always have to be careful when we're out in the field, not knowing people personally and everything. But I knew the people that referred them to me, and I show up, and they seem nice enough, kind of quiet. It's a couple and their adult son. The men are big guys, very tall, very strong, and then this cute little wife. She's great, but very quiet. And we're at this house out way out from Indianapolis in the middle of the country. And we go in this old empty house, and it's kind of a scary house, super scary house. It's not kind of, it's super scary. And we're walking around, and this gruff father and the son, they're making these comments as we walk around. Things like, we're upstairs in one of the bedrooms and they open a closet and one of them said, oh, that'll be perfect to stuff the dead bodies in there. Laughter, right? And I'm like, okay, I've never met you. So I'm just, you know, my like spidey senses are going, you know, a little bit. I'm like reaching for the mace just in case, you know. We go downstairs and they're like, oh, yeah, you could totally hide your weed in that. And I'm like, okay. I'm not really sure yet. We go, you know, into the garage and it's just all of these situations where I'm like, I'm not really sure if they're serious. And I'm a pretty like joking type of person. So my laughter, you know, is just kind of falling flat and I'm just not sure. So we leave the house. They didn't want it. We went to see a couple others. Ends up, they really are the funniest family of all time. But I have never been more scared in my life. We ended up, they're the best. We're like friends now, great people, great personalities. And now I know exactly where they were coming from, but I had to warn them, like, you probably shouldn't say stuff in dead bodies places, hiding the dead bodies, you know, with real estate agents you've never met before. And every single house we saw with this couple, it was like something crazy at every house. Like, one had sprayers on every toilet, not like, I mean, like a bidet idea, but it was like, you know,
like a homemade Indiana bidet.
It was an Indiana bidet. It was, and you know, somebody was like, oh, maybe that's to like wash off cloth diapers for babies if they weren't using disposables. And I was like, yeah, but it was like the master bathroom had one. And like, I don't know. I don't know if you'd be cleaning diapers in there. So, and the house they ended up buying, they bought a house that had a detached mini home outside of it. And we found out as we were going through the process that it was a breeding house for lab rats. It was the weirdest thing ever. And he was going to like make it something for his band and it was incredible. But these people, we had more adventures than, but rats and Indiana bidets and just scary fun. But that was one of my favorite experiences of all times to talk about.
I think you need to ask them what they're connected to with that new Stranger Things TV program. It's on Netflix. It's set in Indiana.
What is it? I don't even know.
Girl, have you not seen that? It's like the new addictive binge-watching show on Netflix. It is called Stranger Things, and it is set in Hawkins, Indiana in 1983. And maybe the lab rats are part of this TV show. You should look at it and then call these past clients and ask them to commentate on it.
You said it's on Netflix because I'll totally binge on it in the middle of the night.
Yes, because I am too cheap to pay for big cable, but I do not mind paying for Netflix.
I love it. I'm totally going to check it out. That's perfect.
Megan, that's only the top five. That means you've got lots of other stories in the hopper, but I guess we'll have to wait for your chicken husband to come on the show and tell us about it since he was not brave enough to tell stories on the podcast, but maybe he'll do it now that he's being called out.
Yep, maybe he'll...
Todd Ferris.
I love it. This is great, Libra. Thank you so much. How much fun is this?
So if anybody is in the Indianapolis real estate market and wants to call a super amazing, fun-loving, and very professional realtor, who would they call, Megan, and how would they find you?
You know, it would be me. I would love it. You can find me online, ferrispropertygroup.com, F-E-R-R-I-S, propertygroup.com. I'm on Facebook. I would love to be your friend, Megan Ferris. Or, you could call me. You could text me, 317-445-9775. Let's have a great time in Indy.
And if you're a realtor listening to this show, you might want to go check out the podcast called Boom. And Todd, Terry, and Megan together have this like radio talk show kind of a format, which is so much fun to learn from. So go download their podcast. And if you're a realtor, lender, inspector, investor, vendor of some sort, or a consumer who's got a crazy story of your own to tell about real estate, and by the way, which will showcase how none of this looks like HGTV, give me a message and we'll feature you on the show. Megan, thank you so much for coming to play.
Thank you.
And for being such an awesome advocate in the Indianapolis market.
We love you. Thanks, Lee Brown.
Bye. Talk to you soon.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.